4, Mike Victor Zulu. Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform.
4MVZ here. I did not get your call sign. Go ahead, sir.
Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform. This is Ken. You and I have spoken on GMRS before, but not on the 2 meter.
NLU, I believe. Yes, sir. I remember that.
You talking, I think, yesterday or the day before, and I just wanted to say your radio sounds crystal clear. I mean, you sound like you have a good, really good mobile setup.
Okay. I appreciate you coming in there on that. I actually just keyed this thing up yesterday. It was the first time I've had it a few weeks, and had a few challenges on getting time to get it. I had it wired in for a week or so, and had a few issues with programming it, and I do not have it set up like I really want it. I don't know that I'll ever get it exactly that way, but I did manage to get a few repeaters programmed in. It's an ICOM 2730. And got a couple of signal reports yesterday that it was coming in pretty well.
That with the software that came with it, or can you use something like Chirp on that?
I ended up using the Chirp software. I went to the ICOM website, and I did not have any success with that. It's probably due to my computer that I was using at home. And the Chirp does work. I was trying to, I was trying to get the 2 meter on one side of the display and the 440 on the other, and it ended up lumped it all in. And I only put in a few, maybe 10 repeaters just as a trial. So I've got to go back and probably take it all out and try to drop it all in. But I did use Chirp on that.
That's good. I've been, I think you came over to the dual band from GMRS as well. And I'm just like shocked at how much the 2 meter carries and the clarity of the 2 meter compared to the UHF and GMRS. It's kind of amazing.
I had to go through a learning process on that too, which I'm still learning, but when I was studying for the test, I was learned a lot, needless to say. And so this is kind of my first shot at first couple of days at using this, and I do understand what you're saying on the 2 meter versus the 440. It's evidently a lot more as far as the clarity goes, and which the wavelength megahertz is going to be different too. So I'm hoping it continues to work well for me. I've got a Comet mag mount antenna, and I had to kind of keep it low profile as far as the height of the antenna goes with the setup I got, and I was hoping that it would work out. It seems to be working pretty well, but I'm not all that far from the few repeaters that I've tried this far.
Understood. Now, you took the general exam fairly recently, didn't you?
Correct. I think I got that on February the 2nd. I've had the technician since late November, right after Thanksgiving, but didn't get started until now. And I usually, the winter months is, I went ahead and done the general. I was hoping to learn a good bit more about antennas, and I actually did learn some by taking the general. I didn't know a lot, so I learned some more about antennas, but I got a ways to go in that regard.
I took the technician exam in mid-December or something like that, and or late December, and I think I'm going to try the general in March. I've got a little time off just a few days, and I think if I dive into it, I'll be ready for the general, but I really haven't had a lot of time to study for it so far.
If you can get a little time to go through the question pool, I did a lot of it on ham study, and you know, you're probably familiar with that website, maybe.
Used for the technician exam, and it worked really, really, really well, and that's what I'll do, I think, again for the general. So I think I'll give it. I should be ready in another week or two, hopefully. We'll see how it goes. I did find the material a little bit more challenging, so I'm always like surprised that people, you know, jumped right into both exams and got through them. They just know more than I do, I think, going in. But that's okay. You know, it's not a race.
Yeah, the learning is for me, and I mean, I think I went through the question pool and the aptitude part. I think I was at like 62% on the general when I had got all the way through the questions, and then, you know, you see some of those questions multiple times before you actually see them all. So, yeah, it was a lot different, but it kind of came together the same way the technician did for me. I knew when I was ready to take the test because I just kind of peeked out, and I think I probably took about 50 practice tests on there, maybe 60. And on a Tuesday, I was set to take the test. I took it online through the Anchorage, Alaska, KL7AA, I believe is the group. But I took about 6 practice tests on a Tuesday, and 2 out of those 6, I got 100% on, and that's the only 2 that I actually scored 100% on. So I was set to take the test that Thursday, so it all lined up. I kind of peaked out on my studying, and it worked out. I think I got 33 out of 35, so it all came together at a good time.
Helpful, I appreciate that, Mike. Listen, I just arrived at work and got to run on into the building, so hope you have a good day, and it's nice talking to you. This is KQ4NLU, clear.
KQ4NLU, yeah, thank you for coming in there, and I'll get with you some other time on down the line. This is KQ4MVZ, clear but monitoring.